FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. And we're talking law and order this morning. Assistant Chief Roy Fields is with us from the Murfreesboro Police Department. Roy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. It's good to be with you today.
Good to have you with us today. Boy, this weather has been great.
I mean,
warmer than usual. Certainly not cold out there.
That's true. In Tennessee weather, you just stick around and it'll change.
That's right. Well, you know, they're talking about the woolly worms and everything and predicting a cold winter. But I can remember, it seems like it used to be sort of like clockwork. You'd have winters like this mild up until right after Christmas. And as soon as New Year's Eve hit, so would the ice and snow. So maybe it's going back to that.
I would suspect we'll definitely get some ice and snow before the winter's over with. We had a mild winter last year, but I really expect a little change in that this year.
Well, let's talk a little about law and order here in the community. We're at a time of the year people are out doing Christmas shopping, and there are some tips. We talk about this every year, but obviously somebody must not be remembering because they leave themselves vulnerable to being a victim of crime. And let's talk a little about things people can do to avoid that.
Well, you're correct, Bart. You know, sometimes we get caught up in everyday hustle and bustle and be thinking about what I need to buy for my friends or family and stuff like that and get concentrated, and you're not aware of your surroundings as much as you need to be because other people are unfortunately out there looking at you and trying to decide when would be the best opportunity for them to take advantage of you or to see what you're buying and where you put it in your vehicle. One of the best things to do is, if it's possible and you have a vehicle with a trunk, would be to lock it in the trunk area.
Mm-hmm.
That way it's not where somebody can break a window out and get to it and such. And if you shop in pairs, so you have someone else who'd be able to help you, you know, kind of look and be aware of your surroundings with you as well.
So be aware of those things. Now, at your home, when you're away, is there something you can do there to, make it look like your home?
Sure. Just like we've always talked about, you know, with neighborhood watch programs or anything else, it's good whenever you have other people that help look out for you, as well as whenever you have lights on or things that appear that it's home, even whenever you're not.
Very good. Chief Glenn Christman is joining us at this point, too. Glenn, good morning to you.
Bart, good morning.
Good to have you with us today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, and thank you to Chief Fields for filling in that short gap there.
I would say Johnny on the spot. He was Roy on the spot.
He always is, and I'm very thankful for that. I was running a minute or two late, but I did not speed to get here. And,
well, that's good.
You know, it's always nice when those traffic signals work with you, and this morning I was lucky, so that's a good thing.
So we were talking about things to avoid, and Roy, you were suggesting, so how important are burglar alarms? Do they really do anything?
Well, burglar alarms do not prevent burglaries. They just merely keep other people informed if you have them alarmed, where the outside alarm will go off and someone else can pay attention. Or if it's a silent alarm, then sometimes we can actually try to catch them in the act and stuff as well.
Okay. So all of these things are things you can do to reduce the impact of crime on you. What about Neighborhood Watch? Is that still a pretty popular program?
We would like for it to be more popular than what it is, Bart. You know, in this day and time, sometimes neighbors don't know each other as well as they did in several years past. But it's always good to kind of be watchful. I mean, whether we exchange conversations with our neighbors or not, oftentimes you know if someone's retired in your neighborhood or what shift they may work. And it's always good to know your neighbors, not only interaction for other reasons, but for those reasons too, so that when something looks suspicious, they can give you a call or call it in to us where we can check it out. We had a burglary the other day, two burglaries called in one day. One where they saw a woman actually breaking into a house. And when we got there, we realized that the woman had locked herself out of her own house and had left something on the stove and wanted to be sure to get in and get it. But neighbors were observant, and neighbors called and actually got into that. Another was during the nighttime hours, and someone called and they saw somebody standing around on this guy's front porch and saw a light. And when we checked it out, it turned out to be that this gentleman had a friend who was staying with him who went outside to smoke. And what they saw with the cigarette, which we don't mind those calls. We'd rather have those calls than somebody actually breaking in.
Hmm. Well, very definitely. But it brings, like you said, the neighbors together. They get to know each other, and they can look out for each other, which is what they used to do back in the 50s, 60s, and before.
Absolutely. And I think you can't underestimate the value of something like that, just that one call. And we've talked about that on the show for years and years and years. That one citizen that sees something that looks out of the ordinary and picks the phone up to call in the middle of the night, that might not just head off that particular instance, but it could be the link you need to tie tens or maybe even 100 incidents together. Because usually what we find, and we were talking about it in our morning briefing yesterday, or one day this week, you know, if you arrest one, you don't know that that person may be responsible for burglaries in the city, in the county, in South Nashville, in Wilson County, Bedford County, wherever else. So, in fact, one time, about this time last year, we were able to arrest a fellow who had broken into some houses in one of the neighborhoods here in Murfreesboro, and before they got through with that investigation, they had him tied to burglaries all over Middle Tennessee. So
wow.
it's that one little bitty piece. It's just like putting a puzzle together. And I remember, and forgive me for repeating this story, but even back when I was a patrol sergeant working on midnights, we had a lady that got up in the middle of the night to get a drink of water and saw something suspicious across the street at her neighbor's house, called it into the police, and that one telephone call broke up a theft ring that we had been working diligently to try to gather information on and try to catch people in the act. And this lady blew it wide open because while she was standing at her kitchen sink getting a drink of water and saw something out of the ordinary, she took a minute or two to call the police and say, I think you ought to come check this out. It doesn't look just right.
And it's everybody working together.
It is.
That makes it happen. Well, let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. And you're on WGNS with Murfreesboro Police Chief Glenn Chrisman and Assistant Chief Roy Fields. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you, and good morning to all. My question is not on the subject you're talking about, but I wanted to ask this. My son had a wreck in Nashville, and the officer told him, this has been maybe a year ago, maybe two, that always to keep your registration and your insurance in your billfold, not in your glove box. And we've always kept it in the glove box, and I've never heard that before because he said, you know, if your vehicle gets stolen, they get all your paperwork and your information. What do you recommend?
Well, and Chief Fields is here with me. He's the old traffic guy from many, many years back. I guess the best thing I can tell you, mine's in my glove box.
Okay.
In both of my personal vehicles and as a part of our city registration and identification process, we keep documents like that in our city glove boxes as well. The point's well taken, and I could see how the Metro officer might suggest that. I guess in my opinion, you're more apt to misplace a wallet or lose a wallet or something happen to a wallet probably than you are for your car to be stolen, particularly if you're taking reasonable precautions about safeguarding your vehicle. So my suggestion would be to leave it in that glove box because that's where it's going to be when that officer stops you and asks to check.
Well, that's what we had always done. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Hello?
Good morning.
Anybody home?
Hello there.
They're all at Christmas shopping.
They were there for a moment.
Or getting ready.
Maybe
they're
excited to leave.
They're getting ready for the parade on Sunday.
Well, they were running after their car to put their insurance card in there.
It could be.
Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Yeah, Chief Christman, I was wondering if anyone had looked into a possible red light being put on DeJarnett Lane and Alexander Boulevard. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks.
The installation of a traffic signal at Alexander and DeJarnett, I don't know of any efforts.
They've done traffic counts in that area to see if the amount of accidents that occur at that intersection, together with the amount of traffic volume that they have there, meets the criteria for a red light. So it is under study, but whether it's actually in the design stage yet, I really don't know.
And that's always the way that proceeds. They do the traffic study, look at the crash data. And then, really, it's a factor of two things, I think. One, is it a state highway, and does the State Department of Transportation weigh in on those decisions? In this case, it's not. It's a city street. So that would be something that our traffic and engineering department's looking at. And if you want more information about that, or if you want to talk to one of the engineers, call 893-6441. 893-6441, and probably ask for Ram Balachandran. Ram Balachandran, and he can probably give you more information.
Thanks for calling. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Oh, great. How are you?
Doing fine.
Good morning.
My question is, like if you have things in your own yard and you catch somebody doing them, getting them or whatever, and you do something to them, will you be held responsible?
Well, typically, if it's property, if it's personal property, if it's lawn furniture, if it's personal goods that you might have on a porch or something out in the yard, when you say do something to them, a lot of times people say, well, you know, what happens if I shoot somebody under those circumstances? The law in the courts typically, as most of we do, and probably you would as well, are going to put more value on human life than they do on things, on personal property. And typically, if somebody is trying to steal something out of your yard or trying to steal something out of your vehicle, those things can be replaced. Where the law really, I think, draws the distinction is if somebody is attempting to break into your house or if they have breached the security of your house and then you don't know what their intentions are. If they're coming into your house and you're fearful for your safety, then the law gives you the right to protect yourself, whatever that might involve. I think if they are damaging or stealing things from your yard, my best suggestion and advice is call the police, be the best witness you can be, get the best information about their description, what kind of vehicle they may be in, what kind of clothes they're wearing, what it is that they've taken or damaged, and then call that information to the police. Dial 911 and give that information to the police dispatcher so that we can respond quickly and hopefully catch them before they get too far away.
Thank you.
Yes,
thanks,
ma'am,
for calling. Yeah, as she was saying that, things run through your mind. I'm wondering if you have a camera in one hand and a pistol in the other in case they change their mind. And you fire a warning shot straight up in the air, and as you get their attention, they look around at you, you take a picture, and you say, I've taken your picture, I've filed a warning shot, the police are on the way.
Well, that scenario sounds good. The problem with that one is,
work in the movies.
Yeah, it may work in the movies. What if they've got a pistol, too, and hear your warning shot, and they don't fire a warning shot back? They may shoot you.
Yeah, that would not be good.
That would not be good. So let's err on the side of things can be replaced, lives cannot. And certainly, I mean, I've been a victim of a burglary. I know what it's like to feel that loss and that sense of violation. But, you know, things can be replaced, and you can live to fight another day.
893-1450 is our phone number. No warning shots. We'll be right back.
Not generally. I won't say not never, but not generally.
893-1450, there's a line open for you. Visiting with us this morning, Murfreesboro Police Chief Glenn Chrisman and Murfreesboro Assistant Chief Roy Fields. Don't forget, The Christmas parade is Sunday. This Sunday at 2 o'clock. We'll be telling you more about that in just a moment.
Chasing time again. Thought I would die a lonely man.
The Action Line. Rutherford Issues. The Morning News. Swap and Shop. The Truman Show. We're keeping it local on WGNS. AM. FM. Online.
It's the year-end celebration at Ford of Murfreesboro on Broad at Northfield. Celebrate with a 2013 Ford Fiesta, a 2013 Ford Focus with 0% financing, a 2013 Ford Fusion, a Ford Escape, or the best-selling truck, the Ford F-150. Ford is America's best-selling brand, and now it's time to celebrate with a great deal at Ford of Murfreesboro. Visit them online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Again, that's fordofmurfreesboro.com at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
For over 130 years, dreams have come true at Bell Jewelers. Come by and let Lisa, Greg, or anyone at Bell Jewelers show you the Bellatoire Fun Fashion Color Line. You get a free Bellatoire necklace with a purchase of $300 or more
now through the end of the year.
That's at Bell Jewelers. They really do make dreams come true. 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots. Bell Jewelers.
Quality automotive repair and diagnostics with service you can trust. Nationwide guarantee. Call 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair. I'm Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. We have an injury accident still in the clearing stages. Now, this is the eastbound side of I-24 around the Harding Place exit. Could affect traffic with rubbernecking going on the I-24 westbound side. We've also got I-40 west near exit 212. That's just past the Festers Lane exit there. And so anticipate some congestion because of that this morning. Get a $39 introductory massage and massage envy today. Holiday gift cards available for that hard-to-shop-for loved one. Massage envy Cool Springs, Bellevue, Brentwood, and Green Hills. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Partly sunny skies developing in our forecast this afternoon with highs in the lower 60s, and we'll have partly cloudy conditions tonight with lows down to 40 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 50 degrees.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, and home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450, and let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Police Chief Glenn Chrisman. How are you today?
Good morning.
Hello there.
The Lord has made, so we should rejoice in it, shouldn't we?
Absolutely.
We sure should.
Absolutely.
What I wanted to tell you about was, or I wanted to say a greeting to you from Riverdale Baptist Church and tell you that this Saturday, you're welcome to come over anytime from 8 to 5 and see what's going to happen to all those bicycles.
Outstanding. That must mean something. You all have worked hard and have got a great program for the holidays.
Yes, we do. We do. And I have a quick question, and I'll get off the line here. I could talk all day. Bart knows that. anyway, what it is, does the police department, do they monitor these security systems that people have at their houses?
We don't monitor them. Most of those are privately monitored in central monitoring stations through the companies that provide the alarm systems. And then what happens with those is, in the current generation of those, alarm activates. Most of those will call the owner first. or call the they'll send a signal to the central monitoring station, and they may call the owner to say, hey, your alarm's going off, do you know what's going on at your house? And if if they're not able to make a quick connection there to determine that it may be false, then instantaneously almost that call's going to police dispatch and a car's going to be sent.
So that's how that works.
Yes, ma'am.
And if the city does that in the city, and maybe the county sheriff would do that in the county.
Exactly right. And in the city, at least, there is an ordinance that requires an alarm permit so that we can track who has those systems. There was a time when false alarms were really an issue for us, because we'd have just in round numbers, we might have 10,000 alarm activations in a year, and two of them might be founded. So we put an ordinance in place to try and kind of make people be a little more responsible with their systems. That's worked.
Right.
That's worked magnificently well. We still have quite a few, but it still works very, very well.
Well, that's good.
But you do have to have a permit, and then kind of maintain your system. And if you have an excessive amount of false alarms in any one year, then there are charges for those false alarms beyond a certain number. But
we had a little problem with one of the doors at our church, and
mm-hmm.
I think that's resolved now. So
good.
We'd certainly appreciate prompt notice of that, or in other words, prompt attention.
Absolutely.
To something like that. We surely do. Well, you gentlemen, have a blessed day.
Before you hang up, is this Patsy?
Yes, it is.
I thought it was. I thought I recognized your voice. Tell us again what's happening at your church so people can be aware of that.
Oh, I will be glad to. It's called our Toy Store.
Mm-hmm.
We have it annually for families who need to come in and get some toys for their children through 18 years old. And there are certain requirements. You know, they can come in and they will have an usher that takes them through the parents. Of course, the children aren't allowed to go back there where the toys are. And some of them are already packaged. We have some from people have donated a lot of toys, and we have from a lot of Legos, and it's generally a real happy, confused, happy time. You know, it's kind of a confused celebration.
Right.
But it's a lot of fun, and we have people who are taking care of the things in the sanctuary, and it's a hustle and bustle. But, you know, that's what Christmas sometimes is all about.
It always becomes that way.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We're trying not to let the reason for the season get away from us.
Absolutely. Mm. Well, that sounds like a wonderful thing your church is doing, and we thank you for your continued service to the community.
Well, you're most welcome, Bart. Come and see us sometime. We'd love
we'll
to
do
see
it.
You.
Well, you take care of yourself.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
You too.
Goodbye.
893-1450 is our number. If you have a question or a comment this morning, give us a shout. 893-1450. Well, the big Christmas parade's coming up Sunday at 2.
It is.
Murfreesboro Police Department, very much a part of it, always are. And we're very fortunate to have groups like Patsy and her church, the police department, everybody working together to make not only Christmas a great event, but the whole year. What a great place we all live.
It's a long list. I was particularly happy to hear her voice on the other end of the phone. I don't know that I've had a chance to meet her, but this year that church made a request for an award of our abandoned bicycles, some of them. Obviously, we have bicycles that are either stolen, abandoned, ridden away, and thrown in somebody's yard, and we pick those bikes up all through the year. And when people, if you can't identify them and people don't come to claim them, then for a while we auction those bikes, and now there's an ordinance in place that allows the city council, upon a request, to donate them to charitable institutions. And I think we've given some to Greenhouse Ministries, given some to Boy Scout camps. This year, I think we had a bundle of those bikes, or a batch of those bikes, if you will, that went to the church. So that'll be in part of their toy store. But as you say, the list is long, and as the holiday season approaches, there are efforts from almost all of our nonprofits for shop with a cop, shop with the sheriff, food for families, all kinds of holiday support programs for those that are less fortunate, which really doesn't take the reason for the season out. It puts it back in, and it really puts the spirit of giving and loving and supporting other people's back in that holiday, or reinforces that. And I think that makes it very special for many, many people. And the parade's a big, big part of that every year. You remember the one year we didn't have it, and didn't need to have it. That was a courageous right call, but there was a sense of loss.
Two years ago.
Oh,
boy. Well, it's going to be nice having the temperature up around 70 this year. Chance of a little humidity.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Starts at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
At MTSU. Where's the starting point this time?
It's right in front of President McPhee's home on the corner of Middle Tennessee and East Main. Goes down East Main around the square, on to West Main, and then to Walnut.
And a big thanks to WGNS and... But all of the Walker family.
But actually, it's Leanne and Angie.
I know that. I was getting there. I was getting there because there could be...
we just watch.
There could be consequences if we leave either of them out, and I won't do that. So thank you to Leanne and Angie, and I'm sure I'll see both of them Sunday.
893-1450 is our number if you have any questions or comments. Out of curiosity, you're making these bicycles available to nonprofit organizations and things. You must have a lot of bicycles that are...
We do. We accumulate quite a few throughout the year. I would hesitate to guess at that number. I would say in an average calendar year, several hundred would be reasonable. And the way the ordinance works is, and a lot of people may not know this, but when we have these... we used to have auctions. We have services now that provide for the sale of items that have been either confiscated or found property that where the owners can't be identified, and we have to dispose of those things because, as you might imagine, it wouldn't matter how big a storage room you had. If you've got 100 plus thousand people that you're servicing, your storage is going to get full fairly rapidly, and so we have to try to keep those items moving. But if we have 100 or so bicycles a year, I think we can keep them for 6 months, and then the court has to award them to the city for the city then to be able to follow the proper disposition process. And in the case of bicycles, there is a mechanism in there where the city can award them. Most of the other things we have either go on a, you may have heard of Gov Deals. It's a government auction, online auction kind of a thing. A lot of that stuff will go on there. And there's another thing that we use now called PropertyRoom.com, where people can go online and place bids on things to help us dispose of them and generate revenue back.
So if your bicycle is stolen, you need to have, I guess, serial numbers. Mm-hmm. Be good to have a picture of it.
Anything you have that can help help you identify it, because, believe me, we would love to give it back to you, put it back in the hands of the rightful owner, and remove it from our custody.
And obviously the time to do that is before it's stolen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you remember, a few months ago, we had a gentleman on the air one morning. It was talking about it. It had a situation like that.
He was following some, or was...
Saw
somebody.
Right, and I think, you know, there was some discussion then about how to identify him. Certainly, picture is wonderful. So, any kind of sales receipts, and particularly something that identifies it. Serial number, model number, any engraved markings or other markings that you put on that can identify it as yours.
Now, is this the, you had talked about a service earlier about TV sets and stereos, mm-hmm. bicycles in this case, that you can register your serial numbers and mm-hmm. everything. Let's touch on that again, because people, again, do that before you, before a problem happens.
If you go to the city's website and then go to the police department page, and the city's website is MurfreesboroTN.gov, www.MurfreesboroTN.gov, and then just click the department banner and click police department, and it'll take you to our page, and you'll see a list of things on the left-hand side, a list of banners. One of those, I believe the name of that program is called Report It. It's a part of our pawn reporting system that we use for pawnbrokers and so forth in the city. And this provides an inventory where you can actually go online on a secured website, and you can load information about personal property that you would want to archive. And then if, heaven forbid, you have some loss of property, then you've got an online inventory that you can go back and look at. A lot of different ways to do that. A lot of people nowadays spend a day or 2 days or a week, and they walk through their house with a digital camera, a phone-based camera or otherwise, and they take images of all of their important valuables, jewelry, collectibles, and then they record information and either, you know, kick that to a computer, hard drive, flash drive, one of the offline storage devices that people may have on the cloud somewhere, some way to create and store that inventory, so if you want it at some point, it'll be there and you can come back and get it. This just provides you an online way to do that through a service that's connected to law enforcement.
And so as the holiday season gets here and you're getting Christmas gifts of a TV set or a computer or a laptop or bicycle, secure those serial numbers and record those on this system that you're talking about, or any other system.
Just some way to archive that stuff, to record it and store it. And then, you know, one of the things that I always think about is, you know, if you put it on your computer and it's on your hard drive, we hear Mike Huckabee talk about it a lot in the advertisements that he has on WGNS here, and I can't remember the name of the advertiser now. But if all that information is stored on your hard drive, and your hard drive's in a laptop, and your laptop gets stolen, then where are you?
You're right.
So you got to have an offline storage mechanism. That's why I say dump that file down to a flash drive, to an offline storage location somewhere, to a DVR, CDR, or something, and stick it in your lockbox so that, you know, if you need that file later on, you'll have it. And that's kind of cumbersome to go through that process and do it. But if you do that and then you find yourself, unfortunately, in that situation, you'll have some information available.
And that would be the situation you would have if you put it in the one that's linked to the police department's website.
Right.
That's not in your house.
Right.
So 893-1450 if you have a question this morning, or if you have a comment, 893-1450. We're talking law and order. We're talking about ways to avoid being a victim of crimes. And since we're in December, this will be our last program of this year before we get into the new year. How is this year looking as far as crime goes, and as far as really serious things like gangs and things of that sort?
I think it's been a reasonably good year for a lot of those things. We have not looked at those year-end numbers yet. Anecdotally, I know we've had one or two homicides this year. We may have had more than that. I know we've had two that I can recall. I expect to see that. I think property crimes, I expect, will be very similar to where we were last year. The thing that I think is alarming and is the number of traffic fatalities that we've had this year, but not just us. Later today, I'll be a part of a press conference with the Governor's Highway Safety Office in Nashville in connection with our Chiefs meeting for December. And if you've been down, I think we may have talked about this in November, but if you've been down I-24, been through any of the interstates lately, where you see the intelligent transportation system reader boards, the ITS reader boards, there is a message there that says Tennessee Highway Fatalities 842, please don't be next. Traffic fatalities are up here. They are up, I think, statewide. And I think as we head into the holidays and head into the end of the year, as I believe we said in November, if I can say anything to anybody, please slow down, wear your seat belts, observe the posted speed limits, be cautious around signs and signals, whether they're red lights or stop signs or four-way stop signs or whatever the case might be. Don't drive under the influence. And remember that, as we keep saying, you know, our National Institute for Traffic Safety Studies are keep telling us that distracted driving, driving while you're texting, driving while you're interacting with your wireless device, is just as dangerous as driving under the influence, because you're not paying attention to the road.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're traveling 70 miles an hour down an interstate, things happen really quickly. So, you know, in our safety briefing later on today, they're going to be talking about holiday safety, holiday enforcement, and all those kinds of things geared towards keeping people safe through the holiday and through the end of this calendar year.
Let's be safe and watch out. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Glenn Christman. How are you today?
I'm fine, and I'm enjoying the program. Thank you. I was just wondering, we actually had two burglaries in 2010,
mm-hmm.
and after that, maybe a year after, maybe not quite that long, you had a bust where people had gone and gotten all this stuff and had it put in storage units and all that sort of thing, and it showed a picture of it in the paper, and it looked like that people were, you know, the things that they had gotten were still in pillowcases and so forth. Mm-hmm. We could have identified ours because we knew the pillowcase, and also some of the information was had my husband's initials on it. Excuse me. And so I just wondered, how long do you wait before you turn over this jewelry to that to the government for auction or whatever you do? I'm sure mine's gone, but it might help somebody else to know.
Normally, what happens with it, with those items that are recovered in that kind of a investigation, we keep that property for a period of time, and make every attempt to cross-reference the description of that property back to original police incident reports. So if you had jewelry stolen and it was a yellow gold 2-carat sapphire cut diamond ring, you know, we would have staff go back through all the reports that we had that were anywhere near the time of that recovery to see if we could recover information about that and identify the owner of it and make a call and say, can you come in and identify this? A lot of times when we have things like that, you may see a tag to that story that will say, if you've been the victim of a crime and you've got items stolen that match these descriptions, either call this investigator, call criminal investigations, or call our records section so that we can arrange for a time for you to come and look through what we have and see if any of it might be yours. If once those efforts have expired, and I would say 6 months to a year at a minimum, sometimes longer than that, you know, it's not something that we do very quickly. If at all possible, we want those pieces of property to go back to their rightful owners. But 6 months to a year, probably even beyond that, when it just appears that there's not going to be any way to identify the owner, then we'll move forward with the court award and the disposition.
Mm-hmm. It would have been nice had I had that information. I didn't have that information at the time. I did. Mm-hmm. I did call the detective. He never returned my call, and I kind of gave up on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I had sentimental, it was mainly, well, a lot of it was sentimental jewelry, like my grandmother's ring that I never knew. I had her wide wedding band.
Mm-hmm.
I had the gifts from my son, my grandson that later got killed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it was just really a lot of sentimental things as well as some very valuable things.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I was just wondering, I thought that way, if we expose that to the people who are listening, they would know next time to maybe contact somebody to see about it.
Well,
before the time ran out.
And she said that this happened in 2011, so it may still be there somewhere.
No, 2010.
Oh, 2010. Okay.
Yes.
2010. And the other thing I'll say, too, not making excuses for anybody, communications issues, scheduling, a lot of things result in missed messages, missed calls. What I tell people to do a lot of times, if you are not getting a prompt call back from a detective or a police officer or whoever, call my office anytime. It's as simple as Just dial in that number. It's 849-2673 is my office number. 849-2673. I have a wonderful lady named LaFonda Rudd that works with us, and she'll be glad to take a message, and we'll find out what's going on with that and make sure that somebody gives any of our citizens a call back if they need some further assistance with something like that or something as simple as a crash report.
Thank you so much. I will say that the policeman that handled both times we had a burglary, they were so kind, the ones that came and everything, and I think you have a good police force.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. Sorry for your loss, and best for a great holiday for you this time.
Thank you. You too.
Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. We're going to pause and check on the weather. We'll be back if you're on the line. Hold on. You're coming up next.
He can't afford when he gets up under the lights to play his thing.
We're loud. We're proud. We're blue. WGNS AM and FM, your home for the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
Partly sunny skies developing in our forecast this afternoon with highs in the lower 60s, and we'll have partly cloudy conditions tonight with lows down to 40 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Dineisky. Right now it's 50 degrees.
Now's the time to spruce up your home before friends start arriving for the holidays. The place to start is Bell Furniture. My buddy Perry Bell over there sells first quality name brand furniture about half price every day. Beautiful Serta sectional sofas. Cherry dinette sets with four chairs. Half price every day with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Start your mornings with WGNS. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday mornings at 10. The Midday Report with Zach Trotman. 11 till noon on WGNS.
Welcome back. 893-1450 is our number. Murfreesboro Police Chief Glenn Christman is with us. 893-1450. If you have a question or a comment, well, let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today? Hello there.
I can't get to you.
Oh, well, you made it. You're locked in.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I didn't know where I could get in or not. I've been cut off twice.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what's going on. It don't make no difference no more, I don't reckon.
Well, you're in here now. Solid.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I don't know if either one of you could answer it, but I'm going to give it to you. I believe it's in California where they've got a street that this is an interstate, I imagine, or something like an interstate.
Mm-hmm.
They start out at 85 miles an hour. Now, what do you think about that?
That's pretty fast.
That's over 2 miles a minute, isn't it?
That's pretty fast. Yes, sir. It is.
I tell you, I don't know. It's just going way too fast for me. Way too fast.
Well, things happen awfully quick at that kind of speed, and as smart as we are and as quick as we can react, we can't usually catch up that fast.
No. Well, stay away from California. Stay in Tennessee.
I don't know what part of California it is, but I wouldn't want to meet nobody doing that speed. I want to get out of their way.
That's exactly right. Drive safe.
Thank you for calling.
If it's nothing else, I'd head for the ditch.
Yeah, that's probably the safest thing to do. Thank you for calling. Have a great day. Oh, 85 miles an hour. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. I would just like for y'all to check out at there were veterans at 96 Cross there at the red light. Since we've had that seed coal happen out there, that there's a little pond in the water right there where, I guess if you were headed toward Franklin and made a left turn, that when we start getting some ice, that's going to be a major problem right there. On the corner, and there's a little big lamp post there and all. So
there's some ponding there because of standing water or seeping water?
It's standing water because, you know, it's on the veteran, so it's a new highway, but we just had a sinkhole right there at the same location in that yard there in the corner, and since then there's been probably a 8-foot circle of ponding water. It's only a couple inches deep, but if we have a rain and then a freeze, it's just going to be it'd be a sideshow there probably.
I made a note of it, and we'll pass it on. I appreciate you sharing it with us.
All right, thank you.
Yes, thanks, sir, for calling.
Bart, before we leave, if I could, funeral services this morning for Mr. David Pitts. That is Sergeant Melvin Cunningham's father. Everybody that knows Melvin from all of the work he does with crime prevention and CPA and our senior citizens programs that they see on public television, keep Melvin and his family in your thoughts and prayers. Mr. David Pitts.
Very definitely.
Services this morning.
Glenn, thank you for being with us today. Thank you for all the Murfreesboro Police Department does.
We appreciate it, Bart. Thank you for WGNS. Look forward to a great parade. Everybody have a happy holiday season.
2 o'clock Sunday.
Look forward to
the Christmas parade. Murfreesboro Police Chief Glenn Christman visiting with us today. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about lawns and gardens. Mitchell Moat's going to be with us. We're going to have some fun tomorrow.